This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you ready for a bit of a setback yesterday, Keith?
A bit, yeah, apparently. No, I'm not ready, Jones. I was ready to just take this team to the limit, take this team back to the Super Bowl. They had a couple of good joint practices.
What happened?
Well,
we got off the air yesterday. You're like, oh my gosh, May's throwing touchdown.
Seven on sevens was an electric factory.
Oh, boy.
And, well,
what did happen?
Things went south. They did not have their best day of practice.
Now, did you hear Bedard there? Bedard is on an island, by the way. I wanted to play that off the top of the show because I think he's the only one saying the Patriots had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, he must have been looking at different stuff. There was a lot going on the field.
He might have been focused on the hot dish there in Minneapolis.
Who could blame him?
And not focused on what was going on
on
the
nice
field.
It's a nice treat. You got tater tots right on a soup with meat in it. It's a nice little treat to have. But there's a lot of moving parts, but he does seem like the one kind of boots on the ground there that thought it was a good day for the Patriots.
Now, you were telling me, Keith, on your commute in.
Yeah.
You happen to hear a Jones and Keith promo that you feel like hasn't aged very well.
It didn't age great. It was well produced by Nick. Nice job. There's no problem with how it was done. It was just the timing of it was rough because it was like you and me being like, everything's looking great at practice. They're taking care of business. They're going to win 9 or 10 games. And then yesterday's practice was not good.
Can
the offensive line was
can we dump
a mess.
That? Yeah, can we dump that, Ken? Can we just dump a promo?
Let's
can we just do
one.
That?
Yeah, I think you probably can.
We can just get that out of the
because this
rotation.
Was a little bit of everything, right? This was, once again, the offensive line struggles. This was the defense now struggled, which was sort of maybe an underreported because we were so focused on Drake May, Steph Diggs, Will Campbell. The defense dominated on Wednesday. On Thursday, perhaps they got dominated.
Mm-hmm.
So not great. And if we're taking it day by day, and that's what we're doing, yesterday, not good.
Yesterday, we are taking it day by day. It's important to put stock in this. We called it a big week. I think it was another at least okay day for Drake May. I haven't heard many negative things said about May specifically, but overall, they couldn't block for him again. Will Campbell gave up, I think Phil Perry had the note, 3 sacks in like 10 plays, 11 plays, something like that.
To a high rate.
To the same guy.
That's a good guy.
Over
is
and over
Reggie
and over
White
over
again.
There? Greenard, I think, who was in the Pro Bowl. So, like, not a slouch.
No.
But, I don't know, maybe mix in a few blocks there.
You're going to have to get in the way.
So, he didn't have a very good day.
No.
Jared Wilson was demoted and then left early due to injury. Steph Diggs is apparently pissed at everyone. We're going to get to that coming up.
Yeah.
The defense got shredded by J.J. McCarthy, Keith.
Oh, boy.
So, I don't like how things went on day two of joint practices. We called it a bit of a roller coaster after day one. The roller coaster was going down yesterday.
Do you want to hear my updated thoughts on the Patriots?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm
shooketh.
Yeah. Back to shooketh?
Yeah, a little bit.
We were just talking about
that. We were doing so well.
We signed off the air yesterday. Yeah, Hart yelled at us at one point. Hart's like, boy, you're
too positive.
You guys really like this team.
I was like, calm
What's wrong with you
calm
guys?
Calm down.
You know?
Shaking his fist.
He
up
was.
At us.
He was looking at it. It's like, all right, it's okay. Yeah. It's going to be okay. No, I'm not like.
You know, but we left yesterday. We were talking about revising the win total upwards.
Yeah, no,
duck boats.
I'm not doing that. As much as we've kind of ridden the wave or the roller coaster or whatever analogy you prefer, I have never budged off of the win total. Once the roster was set, once the schedule was set, I've been a 10-win person. There's been days where you're like, I feel even better about it. Then there are days where like, I feel a little bit worse about it. But I'm not moving off of it because of a practice. But if we were going to be excited about the results of Wednesday, we're nothing if not consistent. We got to be a little worried after Thursday. Not the be-all, end-all. They got a walkthrough today. They have a game on Saturday. Then another whole week of practice. And then another game. I don't know who's going to play in that one. But another game to get ready for the regular season. Nobody expected every practice to be perfect. Drake May never to get touched. Will Campbell to be, you know, on his way to Canton. Like, I don't think anybody was saying any of that. But, yeah, yesterday wasn't very good. So you can't now say every joint practice against a good team, they got the better of their opponent. They didn't.
That's how we felt yesterday.
You know, it was. Like, it was going into it.
Check against Washington. Pretty dominant day one against Minnesota. Factor in a preseason win in the middle. I know Washington played none of their guys, which it sounds like Minnesota may not either.
Man,
we'll get to
bad.
That coming up. But it's like, okay, well, they're going head-to-head with some good teams. So, look, I think you're going to have a down day if you line up 10 times on the field against Minnesota when they're a 14-win team last year. I don't know how many times you expect the Patriots to win. They had one good day, one down day, according to everyone except Greg Bedard, who seemed to think they had a good day yesterday.
Okay, well, that's positive.
It is. But, yeah, you're not going to win all these days. You need to string together consistently good ones, though. And yesterday didn't feel like a consistently good one. So you guys can discuss. Keith is shooketh. How you feeling about it? 617-779-7937. That's your phone number here on Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You're going to want to do that today because it's a top five Friday. We'll be tweeting out our top five all-time podcast guests.
Yes. Keith. So there was a lot of hubbub this week about Taylor Swift being on the Kelce Brothers podcast.
Sure.
Everybody's all excited about that. Got a lot of eyeballs, a lot of ears on that thing.
Yes.
So we're going to go one step further. Not just the living. Now, some of the people on my list may be great, doing great, in great health.
Some.
Others, maybe not.
Okay.
Could be long dead for, in some cases.
They're all time, by
so this is like all time. Like, you hear
living
person
dead.
X is on a podcast. I'm like, I'm seeking out that podcast.
Yes.
So I feel pretty great about my list of five.
Okay. I feel very strong about mine as well.
Okay, good.
So we'll do that at 10:45. Keep your eyes on social media.
These are real people, by the way. You didn't do fictional characters, did you? Did you do fictional characters? All right, don't tell me. I just feel like this should be real people, but okay, whatever.
You know what? You know what? If that was going to be a rule, I needed to know that before the show started, Keith.
All right. No, we'll that's fine. I didn't know all the rules of it. I assumed they were real people, but that's fine.
There's another Randy Quaid-esque.
Is it Randy Quaid? Jones is just finding a way to shoehorn Randy Quaid into all of his top fives.
In retrospect, it should have been Randy Quaid again. Damn it.
Term, we're updating. You could probably find him on a few podcasts imagine.
I'm sure you could. So that's at 10:45. The top five definitive lists, all-time podcast guests. We'll do that coming up. We got the four-pack on a Friday four-pack at 11:30. Week in review as well at 12:45, so stay tuned for it. You can watch and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can subscribe on YouTube and watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. A reminder, football talk on WEEI, presented by Paramount+. Plus, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus, you can watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount+, Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Keith, J.J. McCarthy way outperformed Drake May yesterday.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean May had a bad day. I think May had a good, decent day by all accounts. When he had time to throw, he made plays. He hit Kayshon Booty for a Hail Mary late in practice. I saw the clips of it. I really wasn't all that impressed by. But it's a play that they made. J.J. McCarthy supposedly carved the Patriots up. Are you nervous at all about him having a good year two, really year one for him? And all the anti-Drake May people having somebody to point to over there? Are you nervous about that at all?
Well, so I think with J.J. McCarthy, and part of it is just because I'm not a fan, so it's going to take a lot to really win me over. But I think you look at the two situations that the guys are in, they are different. You know, I think with McCarthy, you have I know he wasn't out there yesterday, but when the season rolls around and you have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson, Aaron Jones with Kevin O'Connell calling your plays, not many spots in the NFL better than that.
Yeah.
So if he does well, people like me might not even give him the full credit for it. Whereas Drake May...
Yeah, I probably won't
either. I won't.
I'll find a weaselly, wormy way
It'll take a while to
talk down
yeah,
about
yeah.
him.
Yeah, even now, I'm like with Brock Purdy, I still am like, no, I don't think so. Like, yeah. I think it's everybody else around him. Drake May is going to have to lift the guys around him up more than J.J. McCarthy is going to have to, right? Like, you could see it. The offensive line is worse in New England. The receivers are worse. The play caller, in my humble opinion, is worse. So... But I also think J.J. McCarthy is worse, right? So if the most important position is better, then that guy should be able to elevate. Like, who do you think is going to score more points this season? Do you think Minnesota's going to score more points?
I do.
I probably do as well. But what you heard a lot yesterday out of Drake May is, even the last 2 days, really, when there was a play to be made, he made the play. Unfortunately, there wasn't always a play to be made, and it was everybody else on the field. It was either Will Campbell getting blown by, or it was the receivers not getting open. And that's where I go to it, and this is going to annoy me if it's the fifth straight year of not really being able to evaluate the quarterback because the receivers can't get open and the offensive line can't block. And that keeps happening, and there was excuse-making for Mac until eventually it was like, all right, Mac just stinks. There was excuse-making last year, and I was at the front of that. There was excuse-making for Drake May last year because of everything around him. It feels like everything is better around him, but that doesn't mean that it's good, right? It just means that it's not the worst or at the bottom like it was a year ago.
So some numbers just to paint the picture. In 11 on 11s yesterday, May was decent, 7 for 12, made plays when they were there. He took 7 sacks yesterday.
Yeah, that's insane. That's insane.
Three of them were Will Campbell.
So that is, by my count, so you said 12 pass attempts, 7 sacks. So 19 dropbacks, if you will.
Yes, correct.
And he had as many completions as he did sacks.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's not good.
You can't live very long in the NFL doing that.
Meanwhile, the different writers tabulate things differently.
Yeah.
Callahan had J.J. McCarthy down for 16 for 19 with 5 touchdowns in 11 on 11 work.
Okay.
So, I mean, it feels like he carved the Patriots up. I was reading some of Kevin O'Connell's comments, or maybe they weren't even O'Connell comments. Maybe they were just a feel from the Vikings reporters. But J.J. McCarthy's not going to play in the preseason game tomorrow because feel like he got good work in against the Patriots. I think, and I followed this a little bit just because, you know, I like my fantasy football keys, so I kind of follow what's going on with the weapons in Minnesota. Not that I would take J.J. McCarthy in a draft, but the reporting coming out is exactly how it went on the joint practices. He has one trash day Wednesday and one great day Thursday, and the inconsistencies have been there with J.J. McCarthy. I wonder if they're not playing him in the preseason game to leave him feeling like he came out on a high note for the week.
Yeah.
But I think that's a mistake. I like that the Patriots are playing Drake May in the preseason game tomorrow, and I think it's dumb that J.J. McCarthy, who missed all of his rookie year, needs all the reps he can get. I think it's dumb the Vikings aren't going to play him on Saturday.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's annoying as a fan because you're like, all right, you kind of got it with Jaden Daniels week one, but for game two, you're like, it should be McCarthy and just give the defense a little bit more of a challenge, see what that is like. You know, that's their plan. He got hurt in the preseason last year. I don't know if that factors in at all, but he got hurt last year, never made it to the regular season. I assume Justin Jefferson's not going to play. Maybe that's part of the equation too. You're like, well, you're not going to have your top guy out there. But you would think, even if you treated it like the Pats treated Drake May in week one, give him a couple of series and then get him out of there. Whereas Drake May, I do think, needs even more work. I think there's even more just because everything's different, right? At least J.J. McCarthy didn't play last year, but he had the same playbook. He had the same coach. He had a lot of the same teammates. Drake May, for him, almost everything's new.
Let me give you a quick caveat on Drake May. If the offensive line has given up 7 sacks like they were, you can give Drake May a quick hook in this game tomorrow.
True.
Seven.
But in general, I want him to play and play most of the first half, maybe all of the first half in that game tomorrow, because I think he needs the reps. Do you think that's what's going to happen?
What, they're going to get him out of there quick? Or
no,
is he gonna play
no. Do you think May's going to get like a quarter and a half, something
like
that?
I do, because if he didn't play at all in week one, or if he only played one series, maybe it'd be a little bit different. But the fact that they gave him two series there, I feel like it would trend towards just about a half. Now, there's always the difference, like, oh, how many possessions do you get and blah, blah, blah. But I think he plays a half. That'd be my guess. And then you can sit him in the finale. Don't play him against the Giants. And then you should be ready for the season. That's what I would do. And that's also my guess. That's what I think they will do.
I think he plays, that much, again, unless the Vikings are just teeing off
also,
like they were at the practice.
It's not a situation where, like we've seen in years past, if you have like a real veteran O-line and you want to give them a break, but you're not going to put the starter with the second. It's not like that. Like Onwenu, he can be out there. Mm-hmm. Campbell should be out there. Wilson may have already lost his job, but whoever's the guard should be out there.
He may have lost his job and he got hurt yesterday.
Well, and he might not even be available. The field, right.
So, yeah, it was a terrible combination.
No, but they should. And even if Morgan Moses doesn't go, if you have 4/5 of what you think your starting offensive line will be, then you should be able to play those guys.
So to me, I just find the whole way that Minnesota is handling J.J. McCarthy versus the way the Pats are handling Drake May is just very interesting. And look, I don't think the Patriots could do what Minnesota's doing with McCarthy. They don't have Justin Jefferson. They don't have Jordan Addison and Aaron Jones and T.J. Hockenson and all the other weapons that they have, right? So I don't know that you could do it the same way.
Right.
But it is just interesting. And we talked about this earlier in the week before the joint practices even got going. J.J. McCarthy kind of has everything around him. Defense, great play calling on both sides of the football, lots of talent, and weapons around him. He's got to go in and just kind of manage it. The Patriots are doing it totally differently. They're putting it all on Drake May.
Like, you got this.
Who doesn't have much around him. It's improved coaching. It's an improved defense.
Yeah,
at least it should be. Didn't look like it yesterday against McCarthy.
No.
It's improved weapons. But none of it compares to what Minnesota has on the other side. So it's interesting from that standpoint. And then how they're handling the game on Saturday, I think, is going to be totally opposite. So that'll be worth watching all year long with those two. And I'm with you. I'm not fearful that J.J. McCarthy is going to pass Drake May by, or people will look at it like, wow, Drake May's down here, J.J. McCarthy's up there by the end of the year, the Patriots whiffed on the pick, or they should have moved back, or whatever. I mean, I don't feel that way, but it'll be interesting to check in with this all year long, and it's part of why I like the teams they're doing joint practices with and playing these preseason games against, because it was Jaden Daniels last week, it's McCarthy this week, and those are good little guideposts to measure up Drake May against.
I think all six of those first-round pick quarterbacks are going to be fun to compare and contrast like their entire careers. It just so happens to line up with playing two of these guys in camp, but not playing them in the games. And so I don't know if there's a right or a wrong way, because there's probably examples you can point back to all of it. You know, a guy playing a lot of preseason games and then playing really well, or a guy missing the entire preseason, like a Randy Moss, and then being unbelievable. You know, Caleb Williams, for example, he did not play the first preseason game for the Bears, right?
This year?
Yeah.
I don't think he did. I didn't know that. Okay.
So Caleb Williams didn't play. Jaden Daniels didn't play. J.J. McCarthy's not going to play in this one. Let's see what it looks like. You know, Joe Burrow, meanwhile, like complete flip side, a guy who is established in the league, but they've gotten off to these slow starts. Zachary Taylor in Cincinnati was like, he's playing the opener and he's playing a lot.
Yeah.
And so's Ja'Marr Chase. So they looked at it completely different. And that's why I think,
well, it's because they've sucked to start the year.
No, I know. And so, right. But maybe that's part of it. So let's see, you know, 4-8 weeks into the season, some of these teams and how they approach preseason, was it the right approach for them, or are they going to look back and think it was different? Because my guess is Cincinnati feels like however they went about it the previous couple of years was the wrong way to do it, hence why they're doing like a 180.
Our buddy Matt on Twitter already is saying, and he's directed us to an older tweet of his, but he says, if J.J. McCarthy ends up being better than Drake, yikes. And it's a tweet from last March where he said, the best way to build your team, trade down, take McCarthy 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there, and get future assets to build your team. So there are people that feel that way. I know in real time, Curran wanted to trade down for J.J. McCarthy, get picks. Curran was one of those
guys.
Yeah,
I wasn't, but you know, we'll see. Time will tell. I do think, though, that two of the quarterbacks drafted after Drake May are in great spots. So even if Drake May is a physically better quarterback, J.J. McCarthy in that offense with that coordinator, and Bo Nix in his offense with his coach, they're more set up to succeed than Drake May. Like, he's going to have to overcome more than those guys are going to have to.
617-779-7937. We'll start there. Bad day for the Patriots in Minnesota yesterday. How impactful is that? You can discuss again on the phones and the text line. We have a top five Friday coming your way at 10:45. The top five all-time podcast guests.
It's this time of day where he like short circuits.
Is that
really
what it
strange.
Is?
Yes, 10:20 yesterday when you were like Billy Lenny.
Yeah, I couldn't say Billy's
Here
name.
Here he is, I got Billy Lenny.
Podcast guest is what we'll do. Billy Lenny was the weirdest. Right after strange. Trending with Billy Lenny.
Take it away.
That is weird. Maybe I'm just thinking about that.
I can see it being like at the end of the show, but it's the beginning of the show.
It's like, you know, it's
warming
it's you warm up and then you're almost in that break. You can really kick your feet up.
You can swallow your own tongue.
So we'll do the top five Friday coming up at 10:45. We should get to Steph Diggs as well. Karen Garigian wrote some interesting stuff today. Mike Vrabel, we played it for you in real time. A little bit snippy when it came to digs. So what's going on there? We'll get to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday about how he's not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State, but like, do you really believe that? Or are you just trying to bait me into something?
I'm not baiting you into anything. He did say he wasn't sure he'd be ready for week one. Is there any doubt in your mind?
I don't know the context in which he said it, but you'd have to help me. I mean, he's been out here almost every day. I'm excited to where he's at, and we'll see when week one comes. But he's going to practice today. Hopefully he helps us in the red zone. But we can't predict the future about week one. I just know he's going to be out there today. And he works hard, and he cares, which are two important things.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We played Mike Vrabel live yesterday on the show. There's a reason why we do that.
Get some good stuff in there.
When he calls Phil a big dumb idiot.
You moron. Oh, I hate you. What are you, gotcha media?
He got so mad.
It was like a legitimate good question. We had just talked about the Steph Diggs interview with Diana Rossini, where he gave some sort of strange answers. You have an opportunity to talk to the head coach. You ask him about it.
Yeah.
It, like, by no means is it one of these, like, weird... Every once in a while, I remember covering some Bill Belichick press conferences. There would be, like, some weird questions asked to him. That was not a weird one.
No.
That was very straightforward.
Hey, Diggs just did an interview. It dropped in the last 12 hours.
We're all talking about it.
He said maybe he won't be ready to go week one. And Vrabel goes, well, you're a smart guy. Did you really believe that?
Oh, you did? Should we not believe your players?
Guess not.
Should we believe you?
So my interpretation yesterday was that Vrabel's not mad at Phil. He's mad at Diggs.
Yeah, but he took it out on Phil.
He did. He lashed out. I feel like that's aged pretty well since we got off the air yesterday. I don't think Vrabel's happy with any of what's going on right now with Steph Diggs. That doesn't mean he's going to cut him. Doesn't mean that the guy can't play. I just think Vrabel is a little chapped at the way the whole thing's going.
Yeah.
By the way, apparently, we'll play a clip from Phil coming up. I didn't realize this. Apparently, Diggs isn't talking to the local media and won't until he plays in a game.
Is he going to join us on Patriots Monday?
Was requested. The answer is no. Yeah.
No, that got shot down.
Like most of our requests, it was not
shot down.
Not agreed to. Yeah.
He said no courteously, of course, but they did say no. Which guy, if he's not as good as we're kind of hoping, would affect the outcome of the season more? Would it be Will Campbell really struggling on the left side, or would it be these continued kind of struggles with Steph Diggs?
I do think Diggs.
So do I. I mean, so Campbell can't be like Vidarian Lowe bad, which I don't think he will be. But even if he's an average left tackle, you say, well, number four pick, you're hoping for more than that. But if he's an average left tackle, and then you give McDaniels some credit and say, all right, you know, he's coached a lot of different teams, a lot of different offensive lines. Like, you don't have the best offensive line, call some plays that you know, can kind of hide it. I would hope that he wouldn't kill you as much. Because you're right, the Diggs, finally a number one receiver, or even if it's just, you know, close to a number one receiver, is what could really change this offense. Because if you don't have that, all the reporting yesterday is none of these guys are getting open. Is the high that I was on watching the Washington practice, where they were getting open and they did look good, that's gone away.
And you've made the point, most of that, Diggs wasn't on the field when they were doing that.
No, I know. And now he's out there, and they're like, hey, they had like a Kayshon Booty Hail Mary at the end. And you're like, all right. Like, if that, you can't really count on the old Hail Mary. I appreciate the Hail Mary.
I wouldn't, yeah.
Won a guy a Heisman, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves a Hail Mary, but that can't really be your offense. So if Steph Diggs isn't out there getting double teams from opposing defenses and having close to a 1,000-yard season, that's going to make the offense look different.
I'm not sure this is the spirit of what you're asking, but Diggs has a chance to, like, drag a team down, too, with his attitude and antics and stuff like that. So I don't think Campbell's going to do that.
No.
So, yeah, I think Diggs would be more damaging to the season if he's not what we think he is, or if he's
as much as I defend him, like,
going off the rails.
Yeah. Already been more of a distraction
than Campbell,
anybody on the team, God's sakes.
Yeah.
And I like to look the other way. I'm like, hey, it's the price of doing business with a number one receiver. You need number one receivers. It's the way of the league. You got to have these guys. But even going all the way back to OTAs.
If they're a number one receiver. Like, if he's...
Then they're worth the problem. You're right, but if they're not...
If he's going to be a shell of himself, and he's not going to get open, and he's not going to make plays, we'll give you some numbers from Karen Garigian coming up here. But if he's not going to do any of that, and he's going to be a distraction, well, then he's not worth it. If he's vintage Steph Diggs or something approximating that...
Yeah.
I think, of course, he's worth the headache. I don't mind that.
I'm with you.
But if you're a bum-ass receiver and you're not the same guy, then we can't put up with the sideshow.
Yeah, if you're, you know, one catch for 12 yards and you're screaming at the quarterback and the offensive coordinator, and all, then it's not great. If you're, you know, 100 yards and a touchdown every week, you can have as much pink cocaine as you want. Like, just inject it into your veins.
I'm not saying this guy's Ocho, Patriot stage, but he's a good example. It's like, Ocho was great in Cincinnati. He's catching a million balls. He's entertaining. He got here, and all of a sudden, that wasn't so fun.
One of the biggest mysteries was Belichick kept him on the team that whole year. He was awful. They didn't play special teams. They just, like, carried him the whole year. And you're like, he stinks.
Well, Bill loved him.
Bill did.
Yeah.
Bill loved him.
I don't think
Vrabel loves Steph Diggs that same way.
That is not my interpretation. Phil's the one who got yelled at yesterday. He was on NBC Sports Boston. How did Phil interpret everything going on with Steph Diggs coming out of the practice yesterday?
for Mike Vrabel to sort of have to be his public relations assistant and tell us what he really meant in his commentary to a member of the national media. I don't know if that irks Mike Vrabel or if he's just looking to go back and forth with somebody in the media, but between Downing's comments, between his what I would call sort of quiet performance this camp, Vrabel's comments this morning, and the fact that Tom, he is not planning, is my understanding, on talking to the local media until he plays in a game, so maybe that'll happen this Saturday, I have my doubts. It all sort of adds up to, there's a lot going on with this guy for a guy who doesn't look like a number one receiver.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's the biggest burn at the end.
A guy who doesn't look like a number one receiver.
Trust me, as a member of the local media, loosely, I would like him to speak to the local media, but that's a fraction of the importance of looking like a number one receiver. That's the most important thing.
Right. Here's the thing. Do I really care if he talks? No. But I am curious why he isn't talking, and
I'm going to go on Rossini's Scoop City podcast.
What's your deal? Are you upset about all the pink cocaine questions? Why won't you talk? Why won't you do it? I'm just curious about that.
Because he's done it a few times.
Yeah.
Right? Like, since he's gotten here. Like, in a Patriots uniform, he has spoken a few times. And they don't have him on, like, the crazy tight leash that, remember when Antonio Brown or Josh Gordon was here? And it was like,
Gordon was ridiculous.
As the second question was coming out, they're like, last question! Last one! Get him out!
It's like, we just started.
Like, Josh, how's your day? He's like, pretty good. Last one! Don't ask him anything else.
That was one.
That was it. That one counts.
It's like wishes with a genie. You get like one out and you're like, crap, I already burned it.
No. So that was like useless. So they're not guarding him like that. And that might be more of a Belichick thing, but they're not like afraid of it. But now it's him that's saying like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I just did a national podcast though, but I won't talk to anybody in like a scrum.
Very strange.
While I'm at practice.
Very, very strange.
No, but it's like, as much as I want to be, you know, fingers in the ears, close my eyes, Steph Diggs will be there week one, and he's going to be a number one receiver. Like, there are enough kind of breadcrumbs that would say, maybe that's not going to be the case.
Well, let me add this as well. I hadn't seen this, so I heard Courtney and Curtis talking about it this morning. Garigian wrote at Mass Live, and I'd imagine it's with...
Karen, hello!
It's with the tacit approval of Mike Vrabel. Who gets to ask every first question in the press conference setting, Keith?
What?
That would be Karen.
Karen, first question, every time.
She gets every single first question right away. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine whatever she's writing, she's either had the blessing of Vrabel or she understands this to be Vrabel's view on things.
Yeah.
Just a hunch. How Steph Diggs has gone from being the Patriots' best receiver to an afterthought. We've illustrated this, Keith, just from being boots on the ground, doing shows at joint practices and training camp. We've told you he's very noticeable the first 2 days, and then he hasn't been. We've said that consistently now. Mm-hmm. Karen put some numbers to it, which I couldn't do. I don't track it that closely. I knew it was the case, but the numbers are very telling.
This proves the eye test.
Yes.
Yeah.
She says there's little disputing the fact that the star receiver, Diggs, who was the team's best wideout early in camp, has disappeared from the offense in recent days. Disappeared. While he's consistently been impressive in one-on-ones, one of those videos, Keith, where he was turning a CUDA inside out.
Yep.
And he's not the only guy that's
done that in his career.
He's been an afterthought during full team drills. On Thursday, he didn't have a catch during 11-on-11s. Yesterday.
Well, Drake May was getting sacked every time. What do you want him to do?
That meant he didn't register a catch during 4 of the last 5 instances when he was involved in team drills. On Wednesday, he did have 3.
Maybe he's playing decoy?
To partially break that streak. So on Wednesday, he had 3 catches in full team drills. 4 out of the last 5, including yesterday, he had 0. Last week, Diggs mysteriously showed up late to joint practices against Washington. Curtis was hung up on, was he late? Or was he told to, like, work his way in? I guess I don't know. The fact that she writes late
showed
is interesting.
Showed up late is different. Because you don't know, because we had a hard time.
She says Diggs mysteriously showed up late.
All right, that's not a team plan then.
I assumed it was a plan, but that's
not
interesting.
Not that phrasing it isn't. No. And you don't really know, like when we were at camp, because you don't know, remember we saw players like walk into the side field. So you're like, I forget who it was. We were like, is that player late or is that player was doing extra treatment and then making his way out there? So any player that's dealing with some kind of an injury, I like assume it's part of some sort of team plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't you think you're like,
yes,
Steph Diggs isn't out there yet. Oh, now he's out there. That must be the plan.
I was like freaking out. I'm like, where is he?
Yeah,
you caught it through the binocs, Keith.
Yep.
And then I'm like, oh, God, where is he?
But so he was late?
Well, mysteriously late. And then he was held out of the game against the Commanders. What did Vrabel have to say about that again?
Mike, it's awesome that it seems like Stephon Diggs is going to be good for week one. Holding him back on Friday, is that just out of precaution with his recovery?
Coach's decision.
Okay.
Awesome. No, I,
that is like...
Yeah, but that one you can kind of hide easier because it's like there's a lot of veterans that didn't play in the game.
No, you can't.
Being mysteriously late suggests that you were unexcused
late.
Well,
and now that Karen...
Coach's decision.
Now that Karen writes it that way, do you hear that any different? Like... Again, I think he's agitated with Diggs.
Oh, I think he's agitated. I don't think he didn't play in the game because he's agitated, right? Like, they could be separate things. Yeah. I don't think he was going to play in the game anyway.
He wasn't the only veteran not to play, and I don't really have a big issue with him not playing.
Yeah, I don't think he was going to. I don't view that as a punishment for
flat it. Flat coach's decision, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, but that also, you could spin that as, well, the player wanted to play, but it's coach's decision for him not to play. But... But just like the tone, I would say more so than what he said, and then just sort of the way he went back at it with Phil, which seemed like unnecessary.
Now that you say that, do you think Diggs wanted to play? Like based on his answer to Russini and why he's playing coy,
I think veterans probably would not want to play in the preseason. That'd be my guess. I think everybody's a little bit different, but that'd be my guess.
Okay. What's going on with Steph Diggs? You guys can weigh in, 617-779-7937. We will get to the Red Sox at 11 o'clock. There's one very angry tweeter asking for us to talk Red Sox.
We'll get there.
He's hoping the Patriots go 0-17.
Oh, my God. Don't take it out on them.
Some very colorful language. There's one angry tweeter that wants us to talk Red Sox. So we will get to them at 11 o'clock. But on the way next, Keith, it's Top 5 Friday.
Yes.
We are going to give you our top 5 all-time podcast guests. That is living or dead. Keith's list, yep. My list. We'll take suggestions as well
sure.
from you out there.
Text them in.
Top 5 Friday next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We also have a 4-pack of questions in the Friday 4-pack coming your way at 11:30. Week in review. 12:45. I forgot to tease this as well.
Yeah.
an emergency Kiefer Madness in 1 hour? Is that right?
Yeah, because next week, of course, Jimmy Fund on Tuesday, and so we won't be doing Kiefer Madness next week, and we didn't want to save it for too long. It's too good of a story. It's a creature story, and it's pretty terrifying.
Okay, so that's less than an hour from now.
That's right.
Stay tuned. We'll do that at 11:45 today, since we have Week in Review at 12:45. Mark that down. Emergency Kiefer Madness today with all your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Taylor Swift was on the New Heights podcast, Keith.
Sure was.
We were discussing earlier this week some dream guests, or really actually the other way around. We were discussing a guest like a Taylor Swift that would get even someone who's never heard of the podcast. Like a lot of the Swifties probably aren't super keen on the New Heights podcast.
Maybe not.
But they all tuned in. A million plus were watching live. You were telling me, was it the most watched in 24 hours?
I've read conflicting things. Some are saying it is the most viewed podcast within 24 hours. I think it was at like 13 million. And so there's some stories that are saying that it was better than Rogan and Trump. I think others are saying it's not. I think it probably depends on when you put the cutoff on. But
got it.
Yeah, but either way, it's very, very, very watched.
Very highly viewed.
They had 1.2 million at one point were watching live. Uh-huh. Like, and then since then, over the 24 hours, 13 million, I think.
So it got us thinking.
Yep.
Who would be some dream guests for a podcast all time, living or dead?
That's right.
Podcast guests on a top five Friday. You want me to take this one out of the chute here?
You want to go first?
You want me to?
Yeah, 5-1.
I'll count it down.
Thank you.
5-1.
That'd be the best way to do it.
Let's start with number five. This is a throwback to Jones and Keefe at nights. Phil Schneider, are you familiar with his work, Keith?
I'm obviously familiar with Phil Schneider.
Phil Schneider, no longer with us, unfortunately.
Sadly.
Very famously got in a firefight with aliens in an underground base in Dulce, New Mexico.
Tall grays, I believe.
It was the tall grays, probably some small grays.
And small grays.
Burned the heck out of his hand, if you recall.
I do remember that.
And I was very outspoken about aliens, their presence among us there.
Yeah.
He'd be sort of a dream guest to have on if we could bring him in from beyond the grave. Mm-hmm. Phil Schneider, good callback there.
Yes.
Number four, Keith, Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano?
Yeah.
You mean James Gandolfini?
No, I mean James Gandolfini in character.
Got it. Also,
I would like to know
the podcast in the sky
quite a bit about, his life.
Family dynamics.
Maybe he could explain the ending to me.
That'd be great.
It was left a little too open-ended for my taste.
Yep.
I kind of want to be told what happened and then make a judgment off of that.
Yeah, right.
I don't like it open-ended.
Okay.
Very weaselly, very wormy. So Tony Soprano could come on and explain that to me. Number three, Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, nice.
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 That was, she's newsy right now.
Sure is.
Bit of a hot button topic.
She racist?
Days.
What are they saying about her?
Well,
or
I
the
think,
racists like her now?
Well,
what happened with that?
She has good genes, you see.
Got
and that's
it.
Because that's oh, become quite right. controversial.
I honestly didn't know what that was all about.
So I just
saw that she was like under a lot of fire. I'm like, what did she do?
I just want to get her on to talk about the controversy, Keith. I mean, nothing, there's no other ulterior motive
would
for that.
Would it be a video podcast?
My eyes would be working like that. I don't know if everybody could see it, but yeah. So how are you feeling about the list so far?
Kind of similar to my list, actually, in a weird way, but keep going.
Okay. Number two, Jackie Robinson, a civil rights icon.
Good one.
Keith, an athlete, which I think would be very relevant for us.
Yeah.
Somebody who could come on, and we'll talk about a lot of...
His numbers retired in every stadium.
Different things. Numbers retired. Yep. Hall of Famer. World Series winner.
That's good.
So that'd be an all-time great podcast guest, but not as good as this next one. Hogdale.
Hogdale?
Yeah.
Is your number one?
Yeah, well...
Okay.
What's his deal? How'd he start?
I bet you could get him.
Well, I don't know. He's a busy man.
So?
He's constantly got a lot.
Successful bunt. He lays it down. An RBI bunt for William Abreu. The Sox lead 4-1. Framber Valdez is an absolute shambles. He is melting down on the mound. Look at him go. You bozo. Point and laugh. You suck. You reek. You reek. Fenway Park's in his brain.
That's you your know, number one guy?
Well, yeah, I don't need to know the sexual proclivities of a 70-year-old man.
Yeah, like, for instance, what happened there?
Number one Hogdale.
What's going on in the Hogdale chat, the Hog chat?
I bet he's one DM away.
You might from Barney the Purple Dinosaur to Grimace, we love to see it.
Career aspirations. How'd this come about?
Yeah.
It's kind of what's your whole deal. Like,
yeah.
I would like to do that, but he's a busy man.
Yeah,
I hate
watching this team right now.
I don't think Hogdale's as easy to get on as you think.
No, that's probably true.
So Phil Schneider, Tony Soprano, Sidney Sweeney, Jackie Robinson, and Hogdale. Yeah, yeah.
So Hogdale above Jackie Robinson?
Well, yeah. Okay. I mean,
I'm just clarifying.
I'm just trying to get a buzzier person. Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right, my top five.
We want clicks.
All-time podcast guest. Number five, the funniest person in the world right now is Tim Robinson.
Mm.
So I'd have Tim Robinson on there from I Think You Should Leave. That'd be number five. Number four, Stanley Kubrick, who's currently directing films in the sky. I would ask him why his daughter blocked me on Twitter, but I would also ask him what it was like to film the fake moon landing and how he had to keep that under wraps for so long. And yeah, how he did it.
Now, I don't know if this other gentleman is on your list. Is Buzz Aldrin on your list? Because he'll knock you out over this topic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? You don't like that question? A little too close to home, Buzz? So I'd have Stanley Kubrick on. Plus, after we did all the moon stuff, we can talk about The Shining and some of the other great films.
Sure, yeah, you get to that.
That he's directed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number three on my list, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Nice.
Yeah, this is nice. Great filmography. She's in a lot of great movies and television shows.
Oh, Party of Five. Tremendous, yeah.
Party of Five, yeah. The new I Know What You Did Last Summer.
What are you waiting for, huh?
That's what I would ask her throughout the podcast. So that'd be great. Maybe that could happen because she is still among us and looks great. Number two, this is a little controversial.
Oh, no.
Lee Harvey Oswald. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
He gets a bad rap. People think he killed the president. Mm-hmm. He did not. I've done enough research on this.
So this
didn't pull the trigger.
So this is really like an exoneration. This would be.
Set the record straight with Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I would do.
That's a snappy title for the podcast.
I'd be like, your name is synonymous as somebody who murdered or assassinated a president, and you didn't do it.
Is this a one-off, or do you kind of view this as episodic? Yeah.
Maybe even my co-host.
Yeah.
Me and Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah. Keith and LHO, yeah.
Right now he's looking up at us saying, I'd love to be on that show. And then number one on my list, Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh.
If Leonardo da Vinci was on a podcast, you would listen.
Say it again. What's his
Leonardo
name?
Leonardo da Vinci? Can I not say Leonardo?
I don't think you can, no.
Leonardo?
Yeah.
It's tricky. There's a lot of vowels in there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the He's last one who should say anything about this, but yeah.
Inventor.
Yeah.
He's a painter.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Close.
Close.
You ever seen the Da Vinci Code?
This guy
knew a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He knew a lot of secrets.
There was more self-flagellation in that than I expected. But yeah, I saw it.
Enough.
Yeah.
I felt like just enough. It was tastefully done. I think Da Vinci would be an incredible get.
It would be if you're talking
sitting down with Leonardo,
because
Leonardo.
These are all-time podcast guests. Why can't I say that? Podcast guests.
Is there like a gas leak in here?
I think there's a gas leak in this room.
Just slip away, Butters. Just slip away.
But the audience, I feel like if we're doing all-time guests,
could be anybody.
Well, but then I feel like the audience also is kind of, we're looking at an all-time audience. So like
Da Vinci,
a lot of downloads in the sky, I'd imagine.
Covers a lot of bases.
Like I bet a lot of people would be very, very interested in that.
Yeah.
If you're counting like all the potential clicks out there.
I wonder how disappointed he would be with us just as a society. He's like, I've been gone for hundreds of years and this is what you guys have come up with? He's like, I was trying to give you all kinds of stuff. Well, this is garbage.
We gave you a movie.
Yeah.
What more do you want? Books
Pretty
and movies.
Cool movie.
Yeah, Ninja Turtle.
Tom Hanks played you in a movie. He's like, Tom Hanks didn't play me in a movie.
That's not what that movie was
about. I'm pretty
sure
he did.
Yeah, I think he did,
also like, that movie was way too long.
It was long. I didn't mind it, though.
You got a Ninja Turtle?
Yeah.
What more do you want?
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good.
All right,
so one more time.
You
five
turtles. They named a turtle after you.
Relax. 5-1.
Tim Robinson.
Yep.
Stanley Kubrick. Jennifer Love Hewitt. Lee Harvey Oswald and Leonardo da Vinci.
Your list is a good list.
Thank you.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I can't imagine there's going to be much pushback on either, but you can discuss on the text line 617-779-7937. Twitch chat, I'm sure, as well. Lots of good insight there. The top five all-time, let me say it right, podcast guests, according to Jones and Keith. What are you snickering at?
You're getting
at?
Some pushback on Hogg.
Why is that?
I don't know. Not everybody wants, I guess, Hogg on there. I think he does a good job.
Have you heard him on a podcast before?
This person
probably.
Wants.
I mean, you probably have.
This person wants Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, well.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, I thought about TR. I did.
Ted Williams and Babe Ruth.
Mm.
Dave Chappelle.
Wait, that was one.
Rob Schneider.
That was one.
You can probably get him.
I have Phil Schneider, not Rob Schneider.
No, this guy wants Rob Schneider.
Okay, gotcha,
and Rob Schneider.
All right.
Rodney Dangerfield, Benedict Arnold, Nostradamus.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of blow up his spot.
Dice wants Joe Exotic. Well, I know we might have missed the window here on Tiger King, but here he is, Joe Exotic.
He's like, get me out of prison! Get me out of here!
All right. Like, I can't really help you there, Joe.
We'll continue to take suggestions. The top five all-time living or dead podcast guests. 617-779-7937. You can discuss there. We have the Friday four-pack coming up at 11:30. Emergency Key for Madness, 12:45. 11:45. Weekend review at 12:45. So stay tuned for all of it. And then that one angry tweeter out there, we're going to get to the Red Sox coming up next.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh.
If Leonardo da Vinci was on a podcast, you would listen.
Say it again. What's his
Leonardo
name?
Leonardo da Vinci.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.